It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
Came up with a fun new game for the show. We're doing it every hour today. I went over to Bert's house. He's out of town, living his best life with his son Hollis on their winter break. They're in Costa Rica, getting all kinds of sun, having fun. And I was like, you know what? He's not there. I'm going to go to his house. I'm going to rummage through his stuff. I'm going to find some stuff. And then I'm going to let the listeners buy Bert's stuff. Now, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. You have no idea what you are about to buy for one penny. One penny. Every item today is worth 1 cent.
I don't know. I saw that Nutribullet. I don't even think that's worth a penny. There's some Krusties on there that have probably been there for decades.
He is not a messy person. Like, he's a tidy person. But man, when it comes to like keeping things clean, that is not his forte.
Yeah.
All right. So ladies and gents, I acquired the code to his home. I went over there yesterday and I was walking through. His bulldog Franny could have given two S's that I was there, whatever.
And she showed you around.
She didn't even. She stayed in her crate like the entire time.
The whole time.
She came out like once when I went outside to the deck in like his little patio area where we had the Christmas party because I was like looking in there. But I mean, that was it. So, of course, I go into his primary bedroom and then I'm checking out the bathroom and then I go into his closet.
All right, I found his closet. I don't know why I'm whispering. I'm the only person here. All right, so let's see. Shirts, shoes. A pair of his underwear.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, come on. No. Kristen, no. No.
No.
You can't buy
it. No. No!
And
okay, these are well loved.
No, that is not the Hanes.
Do they have any Nutribullet style splatter on them?
No, but they have definitely. Hey, they've been washed. They're clean.
I don't care. Wash them
Did
again.
Did you sniff them? Do a sniff test.
I am not sniffing Bert's underwear.
Not going to trust it's washed until you sniff it on camera.
I know it's washed because you're going to watch. I have a video. I have video evidence of where I went, and it was in his underwear drawer. And I'm sure he's not putting dirty underwear in his underwear
Give
drawer.
Give me a viral video clip of you sniffing your boss's
you
underwear.
Wait.
I'm checked him at my face.
I'm going to throw a flag on the play.
Yes.
What if this was in reverse, and this was... Bert selling Kristen's underwear.
What does that matter?
I would be repulsed. I would be livid.
As a ally of men.
Don't bring me in this now. You've never once looked over here for help. You're an ally of a man. Don't start now, Abby. No.
I'm just saying. I'm doing better. This is called growth. Look at this. Look at the character growth happening on the show. You're witnessing it firsthand.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'm just trying to say, is it a little HR complainty? I don't know.
It is gross. It is despicable. If a man went into my home and grabbed my underwear, unbeknownst to me, and Bert has no idea I'm doing this because he's in Costa Rica, like I said, living his best life. It's so out of pocket. It's so rude. It's unfathomable.
Joke's on you. I don't wear underwear.
but we're doing it!
The fact that we keep going to church is so weird. You're just throwing his drawers.
God is frowning down on us. He's like, I gave y'all all the resources in the world. I put y'all in America, gave y'all college degrees, and this is what y'all are doing.
Bert's underwear is blessed, okay? It's the most holy pair of underwear I've ever seen.
Hey.
Well played.
All jokes aside, I think it'd be really funny if we hung it up like it was a flag on the, what is this called? On the camera pole?
Yeah. I think we should start a penny bidding war for these.
Okay, no, so here we go. Yeah, the brand is Hanes. They are
Where
comfort.
Do we get them on you?
They are Comfort Flex, size medium. Size medium. So here we go. Mo, pick a number between 1 and 8. And that's who has the chance to buy Burt's underwear.
Give me lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. We're taking number 7. Mary.
Hey.
Mother Mary. Welcome to the Burt Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Mary, the question is coming to you. Would you like to buy a pair of Burt's lovingly worn underwear for 1 penny?
Absolutely, and my husband will love them.
Come on. You can do better for your husband.
Mary, don't.
Mary, no.
Mary, no.
No, Mary.
Be honest, you're selling these on eBay.
He knows how much I love y'all. I listen to y'all from Nashville religiously, and he would be honored to wear.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mary, congratulations for a steal, babe, for a steal for 1 penny.
You literally stole them.
You have just snagged yourself a pair of Burt's underwear. Thank you for listening from Nashville. We'll be sure to get this underwear in the mail to you today, my love.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
I don't know how to feel.
Okay.
Poor Mary's husband. He's a victim. Right. He's the real victim in
he
all of this.
Really is.
We're in another man's drawers.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So our producer, Rebecca, is ready to make a permanent change to her life and body, but she's got two options, and she doesn't know which one to choose, and she's going to let us help her decide.
Yes. I want to make a really big change, because I really want to start living my best life, because I got some great news again recently. After battling cancer the last year or two, I got more clear skin.
Yay!
Yeah, F cancer. Yeah. I almost said the real thing.
I don't blame you. You know what? I probably would have let it slide instead of hit the dump button.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That really means a lot to me. So, to be completely honest, these scans felt very, very big to me. I think that's not surprising, obviously.
Well, so you had your first scans and those were clear and we were all ecstatic.
Uh-huh.
How is it getting your second round of clear scans? Like, what does that mean for you as somebody who's gone through this journey to have them clear again?
So these ones felt the most important.
Really?
They felt like they were going to be a big sign about how my future was going to go, because they, I had a longer time between my first scans and the second ones. I think a lot of people don't know that the first scans I ever got after treatment and surgery, they didn't go very well. So everything changed after that, you know, like my scans became so important, and getting that first clear scan was such a great positive sign. But waiting for that second one, I knew that the results of these scans that I just recently had, I felt like after I got these, I would be able to actually move on with my life and feel like I was okay and that my future was solid. That's what it felt like to me. So
that's huge.
It's
everything.
It's so huge. And I'm so grateful. And I'm so happy that this was the outcome. But to be completely honest, the last month and a half, like, I don't know, 45-ish days, I have been miserable.
Just waiting on pins and needles for the results.
Anxious wreck. Yeah. Just irritable. I'm not taking care of myself because I'm just waiting. I'm waiting. And it feels like it's like every day of the calendar is just like a step I have to climb to figure out what my life is going to look like. Obviously, it turned out great, and I'm so grateful about that. But it made me realize after these past clear scans, I don't want to live like this anymore. I can't keep living scan to scan because it's going to be 5 years, you know, and they'll get longer and longer. And I have faith now that they will stay clear. But I cannot do this to myself anymore where I am just going month to month. And as they get closer, I am not letting myself live, because I've been through a fortunately pretty unique situation. Not a lot of people battle cancer in their 30s, which is obviously very fortunate. I want to make this a positive thing in my life, because I feel like out of anyone, I feel like I should be able to wake up every morning and be so grateful and not take life for granted, because I've been through something where my life could have been taken away from me.
And I appreciate everything you're saying, but I feel like that's setting up super high expectations, because you're allowed to have a bad day. So I feel like it doesn't have to be like there's a spectrum here. And it doesn't have to be one or the other. I hate what you've gone through for the past 45 days. And that I do love that this is a wake up call that, like, no, I'm not going to like focus on the dread of a scan. I'm going to focus on I'm here and I am healthy right now. And so I'm going to live life to the fullest. But also I feel like as a cancer survivor, waking up every day and like forcing yourself to feel like this tremendous gratitude and to, you know, make the most of life every single day. That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself. Like, you can have gratitude every single day, but the pressure of making sure you live every single moment to its nth degree, I feel like that's exhausting.
You're right. Like, it is. It's a ton of pressure. And this is not uncommon. I've talked to so many survivors who you get clear scans and people think that you should be very happy and overjoyed and just positive. And it's hard to do that. It's hard after treatment and surgery and everything you've been through to just sit there and sort of start processing the feelings, because now you don't have anything to do. Now you just have to feel the feelings. And that's really hard to do. But my problem is I have a very hard time being positive. I'm actually not a very positive person. I'm pretty sick.
Oh, we've heard your dark jokes on the air before.
There's a reason me and you are friends.
I would have never guessed that.
I'm very cynical. I'm very pessimistic. I have a very hard time being optimistic. I feel very grateful that I have friends and families who are so optimistic and rally around me. But it's not even that I want to wake up and force myself to be positive. I just can't keep living like this. Honestly, I'm not living my best life. I'm not taking care of myself. And I want to. I want to stop taking things for granted, because I know now how precious life is. And I want to move forward with that fixed mindset where I feel the joy in everyday life, because I know what can be taken from you.
Good for you.
Which is why I want to treat my body like a fifth grader's composition notebook. Oh, and draw all over it.
Oh, we talking tattoos?
Yes.
We're talking tattoos and piercings.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
So I have two things that I have always really, really wanted to get. And I've kind of been hesitant because I think objectively my taste is a little unique. Some of the things I like are not liked by the general population, but it's my personal style. Like, you know, the platform Crocs, the green hair. Like, I have things that I enjoy. And these two things, some people might consider them ugly, and I'm at peace with that. But I wanted to put it up to a vote, because that's fun, and see what Burt Show fam and you guys think I should do, because I'm going to do one of these things. It's a tattoo and a piercing. And the first one is a tattoo of this guy.
Oh my God, what is that?
That looks like my boob. I was about to say, why does it look like Tommy with his shirt off?
Hey, yo!
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Take it back.
You've got to post it now.
I will. This is the Radish Spirit from Spirited Away. I think he's adorable. He's a big cutie.
He's got moobs.
He does have moobs.
But they're his cheeks.
That's his face. They're coming from his face.
It is. His cheeks have turned into these long banana-esque But yeah, he has pecs underneath his long cheeks.
Pecs is a stretch.
Yeah,
literally.
Is that a bowl on my man's head?
He's got a little, it's like a sake cup on top of his head. Okay, so he's
wearing a loincloth as well.
A loincloth. He's naked. Yeah, he's got his butt out if he turns around. Very cute. He's the radish spirit. He is a radish, I believe. I actually haven't really seen a radish in real life. So he's from my favorite movie, Spirited Away.
Radishes don't look like that. Just FYI.
Okay. He's the hint of a radish. A
lot less legs than body.
And what is this moob looking creature? How does that relate to you overcoming the struggles and difficulties of beating cancer?
I'm glad you asked that. It doesn't. I just like him. He's very cute. So in the movie, he has a brief cameo where he protects the main character, Chihiro, and escorts her up an elevator. He doesn't talk. He only growls. And he's extreme. I just think he's so cute.
Well, I understand wanting to get a tattoo because you don't want everything in your life to revolve around cancer.
Of course not.
And so you wouldn't want to get a permanent tattoo, if you don't, of something that's just completely... just completely unrelated. And I don't think you can get any more unrelated than that right there.
So you're really stepping into, again, it's not the cancer. It's you're stepping into the fact that you want to live your life and embrace it to the fullest. And it's so weird you're having this convo, because I had it with my husband, like a similar one yesterday about tattoos. And he's like, it's your body. It's your way of expressing yourself. And I sat there thinking, and I was like, tattoos are forever, but I am not. So go ahead and get what you want. And if that makes you happy to see every day, you should get it.
I think so, too.
Okay, what's the other option, though? Because you're either going to do one or the other, not both, correct?
Yes. The second option is an eyebrow piercing.
Wait, I think that would look so sick on you.
Oh, my God.
That would
look great.
I'm shocked that you think that.
Well, it just goes with your whole overall vibe. Like, if I got an eyebrow piercing, people would be like, "What? She got drunk and did something weird." This would fit with your vibe.
Yeah. If you got an eyebrow piercing, I would pull you aside and be like, "What are you going through?"
A lot, Kristen. The meds aren't working.
Okay, awesome. Well, I put up a poll at thebirdshow.com/choices, so I'd love to see your vote.
Please don't vote for the moob man. Let her get a piercing.
The Bird Show.
When you move in with somebody, you have to, I'm not going to say you want to set up parameters and not even boundaries, but there needs to be an understanding of who's contributing to what. And it's not just roommate situation, but if you move in with a significant other, are you splitting the bills 50-50? Are you splitting things depending on who makes more and doing a percentage of your income? Because I know somebody called and that was their philosophy, which I thought was cool for them. Like when it comes to groceries, like how are you guys splitting that? Does one person go one time and another person goes another time? So our producer, Messy Mikey, has recently moved in with his girlfriend. You guys have been living together for how long now?
Like 3 months, maybe.
So this is fresh.
Oh, yeah.
You still have that like new relationship in a new apartment smell.
It's a beautiful thing.
All right. But you have a question when it comes to splitting cost.
Yeah, well, I got grocery problems.
Okay.
I got grocery problems because about 2.5 years ago, my grocery bills were as low as a human could live off of, and now I'm paying astronomical.
What's low? What are we talking
low,
about?
Low, I could get in and out lowest at $25, but I could go up to $75, and that's like a bad day.
For 2 weeks? 1 week? How long did $75 last year?
I could go 2 weeks.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I'd get. I would go to the Walmart in Milledgeville. I go to the back of the store first. I get goldfish and pretzels, and then I go get frozen pizzas and 2 pounds of taco meat.
This is like the food pyramid on the bottom. We got all the carbs we need, and we got our proteins.
Okay, I love that you refer to it as taco meat. It's ground beef that you turn into taco meat.
Yeah, well, it's all it gets used for, so.
I get that, but I just don't want people thinking they can go to the grocery and be like, "Hey, man, where's your taco meat?"
Some people are going to take that the wrong way.
It's the unbuttoning the shirt.
So yeah, I was able to get in and out easy pleasy, and things are going sideways on me now because I got a girl over here buying like fruits and vegetables and things. Mm-hmm. Am I obligated to pay for that?
Well, I mean, what have you guys established? Like, are you each responsible for your own food and your own sustenance, or are you guys splitting a grocery bill?
Okay, we split the bill. That's how you do it. And because like we thought about doing the thing where it's like you buy this one, I'll buy the next one, but the prices are always varying. It doesn't make sense to me. And I'm real finicky about my money when it comes to essentials. Like if it's to have fun, I'll spend some money. If it's for essentials, like I can live off of peanut butter crackers for months.
Oh, baby doll, a lot of people think vegetables are essentials.
Well, I disagree.
But so why don't you just do your own grocery shopping and she does her own grocery shopping? Because you literally don't have to do everything together.
We make dinners together and share a lot of snacks. A lot of things are shared.
Well, if you're sharing things, then you got to share the cost.
Okay, but what if we're buying like celery and makeup?
What?
I'm not eating celery and I'm not wearing makeup.
Isn't that celery's not an ingredient in the dinners you're making together?
It's an ingredient in her side. I have to keep the celery out of mine.
So here's what I would do if I were you, because I think you're getting nitpicky and that can cause some resentment in the relationship. Although I don't disagree with you. And I think the makeup should be bought separately.
Okay.
But it might be better if you both come up with a budget and every month you contribute, I don't know, I'm picking a number, each of you is $100 into like a gift card or a fund or an account, and y'all just shop for stuff for the apartment out of that fund. Oh. And so it's a set amount every month.
So a one joint and then two separate grocery trips. So we each buy our own groceries and then whenever we come together, that's for the dinner.
No, I was thinking like every month you're like, cool, I'm going to put $200 in the grocery account and so is she, and then whatever gets bought gets bought, but you know it's going to cost you $200 a month, so you can budget.
But if she goes ham on like Brussels sprouts and rutabagas, and then he's left there holding, he can't even get his taco meat.
Yeah, what about my taco meat? And we went to.
I want to stop hearing about your taco meat.
Went to Kroger the other day. Guess this might not be crazy to you guys, but I just can't even wrap my head around $300 at the grocery store.
Just for you and your girlfriend?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably going to last 2 weeks, but $300 is crazy.
I mean, that's just the state of grocery prices right now. I mean, have you seen the price of eggs? You got to put out a down payment on it.
I'm still paying off. Yeah, if you're paying, like, with the bird flu, what's happening with chicken and eggs, those have skyrocketed. And now with tariffs, other stuff is going to, like, your fruit and veggies are very potentially going to skyrocket as well.
Then I vote, let's forget about the fruit and vegetable for a couple months, and we can live off of goldfish and cheese crackers and that kind of thing, and we will live so well.
You can't do that to your girl, bro.
No, come on. She needs nutrition.
Yeah, this is part of living together.
It is.
I guess so. We've been having fancy dinners, though.
Have you?
Mongolian beef last night, fried rice the night before.
Okay.
I came to work with a bunch of tacos just now. Well, I guess that's pretty average, but I got a bunch of tacos. She's been cooking good.
Then you shouldn't be complaining about what she needs to buy.
He's like, wow, I hate that living good costs stuff.
Yeah, I'm the worst.
This is just life, Mikey.
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, I got a family hot take for you. All right, let's debate this. So this comes from Maya and Hunter on Instagram. Do you agree with their family hot take?
Hot take, when you get married, your parents aren't your family anymore. There, I said it.
You know who your family is? It's you guys. It's you guys and any children you have.
Until what? Until they have children of their own.
Yes, yes. And that's how it has to be. Your sweet, beautiful parents, bless their heart. They're just Jim and Patricia now.
They're not the priority anymore. And if your parents love you, they'll want that for you and your new family, because we're not sacrificing the wellness of our current family for our old family, are we? Mm. No, we're not.
I agree when they brought up priorities, like when you get married, that person does become your number one priority. I totally disagree about the statement that your family is now all of a sudden not your family anymore, and that the only family that you have is the person that you married. Because if I get married and this loser I decided to spend the rest of my life with cheats on me, I'm not going to run to him. I'm going to run to my family that raised me.
Mo, how would your mom take this?
Probably not well. if there was satire in that they're not your family anymore, I get where they're coming from. Of course, they're still your family. That's always your family. But it does change. I remember going through like that phase of realizing that, okay, once you get a significant other in your life, you're going to be with the majority of your time. And then your parents start getting an empty nest and living their life a little differently. You're not necessarily the priority anymore. At least I'm not. Like, they are. And I get that. They've earned that. And then now it's my turn to build my own family and do the same. So that aspect of it, I understand. But my mom is always family.
And I think, looking back on this show and all the years I've been on here and how much mother-in-law drama we have seen because of quote-unquote mama's boys and letting her get the way and not sticking up for their wife or fiance or girlfriend or whomever, I feel like, yeah, when you get married, that is your now immediate family, right? And whether it be your husband or your wife, that's the priority. And there's also been debate whether like your spouse is a priority over your kids. And I actually think for the wellness of the home, that yes, your spouse and maintaining that relationship should be priority number one. And that rolls into very close behind priority number two, which is your kids, because you have a healthy functioning home with your spouse. That's going to be beneficial for your kids, right? And then after that comes, you know, the parents and the in-laws. But yeah, the way they said it, oh, they had some people fired up.
I bet. That was probably the point.
Yep.
The Burt Show.
In 1 second, you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home and you're miles away. In 1 second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I have a feeling this is a really bad idea, and nobody's going to really be with me on it. But I'm going to put it out there anyway.
I love a good bad idea, though.
Yes, I'm here for it. We should start a Burt Show band.
What?
Okay, no.
A Burt Show band.
None of us are musically inclined. Have you heard me sing? It's bad.
Touche. But here's the thing, right? So,
can we just have an instrumental band with no words?
I don't think so.
We just get up on stage and stare blankly into the audience.
No, we jam out. We're playing instruments, but we just don't sing.
It's like one of those silent parties, but it's no headphones. It's just really silent.
We're just like a really sad Burt Show orchestra.
We're mimes.
Can y'all have a little more faith in your ability
and
in your talents here? Okay,
yes,
have some confidence, right? So I picked up a new hobby. And I've always wanted to play an instrument, always. But it's difficult. That really is the only answer as to why I haven't done it. Every time I've started, I've stopped, and I've never taken it serious enough to actually follow through. This time I told myself, I'm not going out like that. I have to learn how to play an instrument before my time. And it came down, it used to be the drums when I was younger. I really wanted to know how to play the drums. I'm over that. Too much noise, too much time, whatever. So it came down.
Not really conducive for our apartment living either.
No. Not at all, right? So it came down to either the guitar or the piano. And I was kind of stuck because I really want to know how to play both, but I'm no Prince. So I'm picking one and we're sticking to it. And I thought to myself, most of the time when I go places, I travel, you always see pianos in places. And I always have that moment of, damn, if only I could play, like I could get on the piano and just really shock people around me. Like, this guy can do that. And so I went with piano. And I started about 2 weeks ago, and I've been taking lessons, and I've been doing like an hour a day. And the progress has been better than I thought it would be. Like, I'm pretty decent, and I think it helped me because I've been doing music my whole life, so I'm learning the different tones pretty easily. But as I'm telling this story to Tommy and Abby at Burt's Big Adventure while we were in Disney, I learned that Abby once almost played an instrument. You said you almost played the guitar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, for like a week.
Almost.
Almost.
I almost maybe picked up a guitar.
Right. And you put it down.
And then it fell down.
But this is your moment to pick it back up.
This is, I don't know. You know how expensive guitars are?
Well, yeah, but they got a couple in the hallway you could borrow.
Wait, really?
You can't take those autographed guitars that are in the hallway.
Get your practice on. Just put it right back. Nobody will ever know.
Hey, what are they going to do, fire me? The engineer's going to walk into the rack room and be like, who took the Rascal Flatts autographed guitar?
They get mad when I eat in the studio. They're not going to let me steal the Rascal Flatts priceless guitar.
Right. Mo?
Yes.
Here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't know when. I don't know where, but I will do a piano duet with you because I played piano for 8 years.
You did?
I did.
I had a feeling if I brought this to the table, someone else on the staff would have played an instrument or at least tried to at least before.
I played the flute. I can go all Lizzo up on stage with y'all.
So
skin flute or real flute?
What?
Oh, is that dirty?
Yeah. It's
okay. Yeah, no, I played the real flute in band, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
That 1,000% counts.
That's right.
So in third, I remember in 3rd grade, I started my piano lessons. Mrs. LeMaster lived on our street. She lived a couple houses down. So I would walk down to her house and do piano lessons every single week. And I did that from 3rd grade all the way to my sophomore year of high school when I finally had to quit because I liked basketball more.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. Do you still remember? Like the keys, the placements and all? You do?
Yeah. That's something you don't forget. Like, you put some sheet music in front of me and as long as it's like, you know, not advanced, if it's like
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Beginner or intermediate.
You are my sunshine. That's where I'm at right now.
I can knock it out for you easy. And then my recital pieces, I still remember my recital pieces. And I could bust, because you had to memorize those. You weren't allowed to have sheet music to play your recital pieces.
Uh-huh.
But if you are serious about this, because, you know, with the inspiration of the dueling pianos that we had at our Burt's Big Adventure dinner that one night.
Yeah.
If you and I want to get on stage and, you know, tickle the ivories together, I will 1,000% do it.
Let's do this. I'm serious. And I wasn't going to say anything because I like to normally keep things to myself.
I don't know
if I'm going to follow through. But no, I'm going to follow through with this. I'm so serious.
I played the piano for my best friend's wedding.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep. She asked me, so for her to walk down the aisle and then walk out and then some music. Yeah, no. So, and I did that. And I was so nerve-wracking. And I didn't have a piano at my house, Abby. So what you have to do is I went to a music store and brought headphones and had to sit there with one of those Casio pianos to sit there and practice and play to learn how to play the music.
No.
If you want a singer, I will help you and I'll help write songs because I used to write songs when I was back in my girl group back in the day.
Okay, really? Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. We would do little performances and write songs and sing our own songs.
See, now, this is the energy I was looking for.
So, okay, I will tap into this energy because I just don't know if we were going to ever do a public performance if I could ever learn guitar that quickly. However, I think I could get up on stage, shake some ass, and a tambourine.
That works.
Can I be your background dancer and your tambourine player?
Absolutely.
Okay, so fun fact,
you also played the tambourine.
No, I don't.
You
I tried.
Ass?
But there's a warning that comes with playing the tambourine. So I was in Napa on a press junket for Cougar Town. So there's like Courtney Cox and all the stars of Cougar Town in this like really, really fancy barn at a winery. And there's a band. And my friend Kennedy, who is on the radio in Boston, has a beautiful voice. So the band let her get up there and she was singing. So I got up there and grabbed the tambourine. And again, we have been wine tasting all day. So we were just S-faced. And I had that tambourine and I was just banging it on my hip and my ass. And we were just like, we were jamming out. I had the biggest bruise on my hip and on my butt from where I banged myself with the tambourine so hard. So all I'm saying is if you do tambourine, which I highly encourage you do, just don't mar yourself.
Some hip pads or something. You got to put you in a full football uniform. All right.
So we got tambourine, we got pianos, we got a songwriter. Mikey, what do you got?
I play guitar.
Way!
Let's
go! Like
12 years or something. So.
12 years?
Yeah, a long time.
This is what I'm talking about. We should start a bird show band.
It's coming together.
No, listen. I love you. I don't have the time to commit to actually forming a band, but I will do a performance with you.
One night band.
It's
the one night only band.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I was shocked when I saw this because this is one of those couples that you see them pictured together and you're like, yes, that is what true love is supposed to look like. That is what waiting for your soulmate looks like. And apparently these soulmates have split up because they've grown apart. So I'm talking about A-list couple George and Amal Clooney. Apparently, they have grown apart because their, quote, various career obligations have kept them from seeing each other. So apparently, they're getting separated.
Oh, my God.
I hate that. I did not see that coming.
I still don't believe it. So currently.
Wait, what were you going to say, Mo?
I did not know they were together.
Well, now you know. And now you know that they're getting separated.
And I'm heartbroken.
And it's shocking.
Well, because the history here is because he was like the consummate bachelor. Like he was never going to get married. And then he meets this woman who is so insanely educated. And she's like a human rights lawyer and does all these grandiose things. And
he's like, he's smitten. He falls in love with her. And then they get married. And then they have twins. So now not only is he like, he's a husband, he's also a father. And just every time they're out and on the red carpet, they're just like, there's just opulence and magic. And so to hear this, I'm like, I'm really bummed.
I know. And they have this beautiful home in Lake Como, and she's fabulous and British. And then he's this movie star, and they have this gorgeous family. So currently, Amal is a visiting professor at Oxford University in England. And George is preparing for his Broadway debut in a stage adaptation of his movie, Good Night and Good Luck. So I really hope they can figure it out, because if those two can't make it work, then who can? Because they're so perfect together. Okay, I actually got an email from virtual listener Keisha, who gives me the greatest entertainment news tips all the time. So shout out to Keisha for this, because she is watching Married at First Sight right now. And she said one of the couples just got totally blown up because of a text that was sent by the guy in this marriage. So basically, this is all having to do with a couple where David and Michelle are married. And if you've never seen Married at First Sight, it's these couples that decide to get married at first sight. They've never seen each other. The moment they walk down the aisle, that is when they see each other for the first time. And it's this experiment to see, can they make it work despite having never met before?
Now, so that's the key part, because this isn't like Love is Blind, where you're in pods and you don't see each other, but you at least have conversations and you get to feel out somebody's personality and character. Whereas on this show, you're literally showing up and getting married to a complete stranger.
All because of a matchmaker and psychologist. I mean, they do a bunch of tests, so it's not like completely random, but they're like, we think this person is your most compatible option, and this is who we're putting you in.
No, this is stupid, and you get what you get.
Yeah, I know. So David is married to Michelle, and apparently she has all this beef with him because he lives in his parents' basement. So they live in Chicago, and so obviously Chicago, very expensive, and he says that he's trying to pay down some student loans. So then Michelle gets a very suggestive text from David that seems a little off to her. So she ends up asking him about it, and the excuse he gives her is just the epitome of BS.
I got a very interesting text message from you last night. What was that about? Last night, David texted me, "You are so damn fine. I want to eat you up." Like, he didn't reply back to that message at all. Like, he never, ever texted me again after that message. And so there's tons of questions.
That was about food. My cousin Denise texted me, and I was like, I'd eat her up, the food that she had right now. She was holding food. She sent me a picture of food that they were eating because they invited me out. And I was like, I just want to eat you up right now, because she had all the food.
So it wasn't even to me?
No, it was definitely not to you. You weren't listening.
Oh, why didn't you say that? Because I've been like thinking it was super weird.
Fault. I thought we'd talk about it when we were here. It wasn't a big deal. I was like, I didn't know if you got it either, because I deleted it real quick.
Yeah, I got it. All right.
There's no way he thought that she was going to believe that.
Yeah. I was just texting my cousin. Yeah. I just wanted to eat her up, I guess. But
say that. Thank you.
I'm done with the incest jokes. We've been over this. So Keisha emailed me. She said that apparently they all learned weeks later that this is actually not surprising, but he was texting another cast member on the show whose name is Madison. Michelle,
so
Madison. What? He was lying?
Oh, no.
Michelle, what? Madison both start with M. So that's how the mistake ended up happening. So maybe it's going to even blow up her marriage too. But the drama seems very, very hot on the show. So I've got to start tuning into it because it looks really good. All right. Travis Kelce's neighbor is spilling the tea on his relationship timeline with Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's creepy.
Well, he says they were together way longer than the public ever knew, so I'll tell you what he revealed on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.